proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast about Jewish holidays. In the springtime of every year, the Jewish people celebrate the holiday known as the Passover. Passover commemorated God's deliverance of the Israelites from their bondage in Egypt. God commanded the Jews to observe the Passover throughout their history. In Exodus chapter 12, he told them, quote, "This day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations," unquote. Over the course of the Passover Seder, that is to say, the Passover order of service, Jews assembled around the table drink 4 servings of beverage, or cups. Each of those cups depicts significant spiritual themes associated with the Passover. In today's session, we look at the first 2 cups. Those individuals gathered around the Passover table will drink from the first cup, known as the cup of sanctification. The head of the table, usually the father of the household, presides over the Passover. He opens the Seder with a prayer along these lines. "Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who chose us from all the nations and elevated us above all tongues and sanctified us with his commandments." The Hebrew word translated as sanctify, the word kadosh, denotes the act of setting apart something or someone for a designated service. God originally set the Jewish people apart for himself. However, the Jews sought to emulate the pagan nations surrounding them. As the Israelites told Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 8, quote, "Nay, but we will have a king over us, that we also may be like all other nations." The Jewish nation's refusal to remain separate from their non-Jewish neighbors thwarted God's purpose for them. In this age, God has selected Christians to be, quote, "a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people," unquote. This is taken from the 2nd chapter of 1 Peter. God commands believers to separate themselves from the world. Thus, the cup of sanctification. The second Passover cup is known as the cup of judgment. The person presiding over the Passover feast relates the narrative of the Israelites' departure from Egypt. Toward the end of this recitation, he mentions each of the 10 plagues God sent upon that nation. At the mention of each plague, the head of the household dips his finger into a cup, puts a drop of liquid on the saucer in front of him. Those drops of liquid denote judgments that God brought upon Egypt. Each judgment is specifically named. This reminds us that God functions as the judge of all the earth. Abraham said that in the 18th chapter of Genesis. God will judge all men, yet for the Christian, Jesus Christ bore that divine judgment in his own body at Calvary. In the 2nd chapter of his first epistle, Peter described the nature of their transaction. He stated that Jesus Christ, quote, "bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness," unquote. Thus the Savior drank from that cup of judgment when he hung on the cross of Calvary, in order that those who believe on him might not receive the judgment of God upon themselves. As Paul put it in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, "He, God, he hath made him, Jesus Christ, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." This cup of judgment should remind every Christian that Jesus Christ took upon himself the judgment that they, Christians, deserved. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.